Where did Cain's wife come from? This poor woman, she's been the debate of many people. Don't even know her name, do we? But we know from chapter 5, verse 4 of Genesis that Adam and Eve had other sons and daughters. That's all it says. So it wasn't just the three, Cain, Abel, and then Seth. We have no idea how old Cain was when he murdered Abel, so we don't know how many other children might have been born before then. We do know, though, that it was before Adam was 130 years old, because it's after Cain has been cursed by God that Adam lay with his wife and she gave birth to a son and named him Seth, and we're told that when Adam had lived 130 years, he had a son in his own likeness called Seth. So 130 years, how many children can a man have in 130 years? Well, Zuma has had his 20th child that he knows about, and he's only half Adam's age, and that's in the world we live in. Who knows what levels of fertility were there in the earliest days of our world. So I think there would have been no problems for them to have made quite a large population at that time. People might say, well, what about such a small gene pool? Surely that would have caused a few problems, wouldn't it, between sisters and brothers and all the rest of it? But again, it does seem to me, and we'll deal with this with the ages of people later, but it seems that in the light of living so near to the Garden of Eden and having that access to the Tree of Life initially, that maybe there were all sorts of things that were possible then that aren't possible now. And maybe it would have been very possible for there have been to have been what we would now call incest going on without any of the problems that developed later and God had to talk about in the law and limit. So I believe that's where Cain's wife came from, other children from Adam and Eve, because otherwise they wouldn't have been humans, because Adam and Eve were the only parents of all of us.